goes on, whether it's a little league game.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's usually not between the players. It's usually the parents.
Yeah, parents a lot. Yeah, get involved.
You know, that's where the real fights are.
I'm a seer of the future sometimes, and I see at a future Wisconsin Broadcasters Convention, Mike Clemens. Legendary broadcaster of the year.
You know, they got Gary's name up there on the press box. I'll be named. They'll probably name the refreshment stand after me.
We have the men's room. The Mike Clemens. The Mike Clemens men's room is right over
there. Stall number three. Yeah, there's a little plaque.
Yeah, stall.
Up there.
Yeah. Urinal number two, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike, you have a great weekend. Keep nice and cool tomorrow. It's going to be a hot weekend when you're traveling. And we'll talk to you next Friday once again, all right?
Thank you, Don Rosen.
All right, there you go. Mike Clemens watching Sports Wars here. I will catch you Monday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Summer starts tonight. I think, 9:52, somewhere around there. You can have a hot weekend. Stay cool. If you know someone doesn't have air conditioning, maybe you can cool them off in your house, all right? 9 o'clock. Dan's coming up right now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says he'll decide within 2 weeks on whether to order a U.S. strike on Iran, as Israel's defense minister calls for more attacks on what he calls symbols of the regime. The BBC's Dan Johnson reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli jets carried out further airstrikes last night, focused on the Iranian capital and the headquarters of the country's nuclear research organization. Iran's worst ever internet blackouts continued, making it difficult for people to communicate or share details of conditions on the ground.
Iran's foreign minister is addressing the UN's Human Rights Council today. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is in Geneva.
In the best possible world, you know, they'll come up with a deal here, and then Israel will have a look at it, accept it, a long shot, and then Iran can go back to the table with the United States.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he'll continue his court fight after last night's federal appeals court decision, allowing President Trump to remain in control of the state's National Guard. He sent them into downtown L.A. to keep watch over anti-immigration raid protesters. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The real question is what's going to happen next, because things very much have calmed down in Los Angeles.
It's getting steamy across the country. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano is watching the temperatures rise in Westchester County, New York.
A number of heat watches and warnings up, really, over 20 states already, from the east through the Midwest, that are in the alert zone, and this number will only grow as we go through the weekend. So temperatures on tomorrow are going to be in the 90s in places like Des Moines, up and over 100 degrees in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Make that ditto for feels-like temps on the East Coast. Looks like plastic bag bans and fees are working.
Researchers analyzed the data from 45,000 shoreline cleanups nationwide. In places where plastic bag bans or fees have been enacted, the number of bags found along shores dropped by as much as 47%. The study's lead author Anna Popp at MIT says the bag bans are helping to save marine life.
For example, sea turtles mistake them for jellyfish, one of their favorite snacks.
But even with the decreases in areas with bans, the total number of plastic bags found in cleanups nationwide still rose. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Hitting the road for the 4th of July, you'll have plenty of company. AAA's Ayxa Diaz says there'll be lots of drivers out there.
We're expecting overall 72.2 million people traveling between June 28th and July 6th. A majority of those people, about 85% of them, are expected to drive.
That would be a record number. Dow futures up 102. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An extreme heat watch hits our area tomorrow with highs near 95. The heat index could get near 105. Officials urge hydration, staying inside, and checking on vulnerable neighbors. Cooling centers will be open across Racine and Kenosha counties. You can call 211 for locations. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine police are still investigating two separate shootings Wednesday night. One was fatal. That one was at around 10 that night on Marquette Avenue. No suspects are named in that deadly shooting. There is someone in custody for the shooting earlier in the night on Carlisle. Investigators are urging witnesses to come forward. With the state budget deadline days away, the Joint Finance Committee canceled a hearing yesterday. If a new budget in Madison isn't signed by June 30th, current funding will stay in place, impacting schools and communities statewide. Legendary Racine broadcaster Gary Sewer was posthumously honored at the WBA Summer Conference last night. He was named as a local broadcast legend. Sewer's legacy includes 36 years at WRJN, covering over 2,100 games and running the news operation. The State Patrol will have a plane in the air this weekend over Kenosha County. Someone in the sky will be watching I-94 for reckless driving and speeding and calling down reports to a trooper on the ground. And Racine's Island Park Beer Garden opens today. The family and dog-friendly event continues all weekend at that park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor McGill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight, and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible this morning, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend. Definitely find ways to stay cool. Highs in the mid-90s. Currently, it's 73.
The beat goes on. Beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage of home. The beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
The grocery store's
the Super Mario. Still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news, timeless hits. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. It's Friday.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. Buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run. Another day, I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Jonathan Edwards, Sunshine, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know what today is, right? I mean, besides being Friday, it's the last day of spring. Summer officially begins tonight at 9:42. Now, in honor of such an auspicious event, there will be a bonus Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. All three, yes, three nuggets today between now and 2 p.m. when Kurt Volman steps in. All three will be about summer, and there are some gems in there. Yes, stand by for the first one at 9:45-ish, WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Start the summer with a sparkling clean ride. Professional Detail on Lathrop Avenue will bring back that showroom shine with full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, and more. Your car deserves to look car show ready, so let the pros handle it. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Sometimes it's worth hearing from some of the wealthiest people in the world. Let me quote what 370 millionaires and billionaires have said. Quote, "We are the people who have wealth. Political leaders have spent too much time indulging us and too little time delivering for all people. There is a simple solution. You must tax us, the super rich. We want those we elect to build a better future with strong economies that serve everyone and societies where all can thrive." End quote. We should listen to these folks. They are looking out not only for themselves, but for all of us. But there are others who use their wealth to pressure politicians to enact policies that serve only their interests in accumulating more wealth. We need to fight for what's right by contacting our political representatives and letting them know they need to work for all of us. And taxing the rich is the essential thing to do that. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure you're cool all summer long and call Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today, 262-989-1001, 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
WRJN. Return to sender.
Gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
"Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone. Had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me."
She wrote upon it,
return to sender. Address unknown. No such person. No such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
Number, no such soul.
Must be Friday. Traffic backing up on 94. Here are the Soul Survivors Expressway to your hearts. WRJN.
I've been trying to get to you for a long time. Cause constantly you've been on my mind. I was thinking about a shortcut I could take. But it seems like I made a mistake. But I was wrong.
Ooh, took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. I find a fight. It's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. Caught in the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and here we go with another update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. This weekend, our area faces an extreme heat warning. Heat index values could hit 105. The sudden rise in temperatures isn't just a health concern, it's also increasing the risk of a road problem. The DOT has put out a warning about pavement buckling, with a reminder out to slow down and watch for slowing traffic. If you do come across a serious pavement issue, police say you should call 911 and be ready to give your location. Cooling centers will be running in the area this weekend. You can call 211 to find one near you. We'll have the latest on the heat wave coming up in the forecast. Investigators in Racine are still seeking witnesses after two shootings Wednesday night, one of them fatal. The first shooting took place on Carlisle, where a man was shot in the neck and a woman was arrested. That man survived. Hours later, there was a fatal shooting just west of Douglas on Marquette Avenue. Police haven't identified any suspects in the second case and are asking anyone with information to contact them. It sounds like someone is messing with those life rings by the lake. A message out from the city of Racine is urging people to only remove life rings from their stations when there's an actual emergency. A statement says if you see someone messing with them along the pier or the beach, you're told to call the police non-emergency number. An eye in the sky will be watching you if you're on part of I-94 this weekend. The State Patrol will have aerial enforcement tomorrow above I-94 in Kenosha County. Pilots will be watching for speeders and aggressive drivers from above, alerting ground units when violations are spotted. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible this morning, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend. Definitely find ways to stay cool. Highs in the mid-90s. Currently, it's 73.
Hey, well, you got the blues.
Local News Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus with the WRJN Sand and Surf Report. It's calling for partly sunny skies today, 82-ish for the high. Water temperature, 61 degrees right now. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report is sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating. From drab to fab, creating beach-style color, one stroke at a time.
Thank you. the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
News, timeless hits, WRJN and Dan Marcus. The first of three nuggets for today. Songs you haven't heard on the radio for a while in honor of the start of summer. They're all summer related. The first one, as I said, coming up right after this on WRJN.
Racine, welcome to the tropics right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
The Racine Raiders will host Youth Football Night on Saturday, June 21st against the River City Rough Riders. The team will host a free youth camp prior to the game, and all participants get a free ticket for that night's game. The Racine Raiders and River City Rough Riders, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at milwaukeezoo.org.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been heard on the radio for a while. And this is the first of three today. You'll get a bonus nugget today if you listen all the way until 2 o'clock when Kurt Vollman takes over. But three instead of the usual two. Why? Because today is the first day of summer. 9:42 tonight, summer begins. Okay, and so I've got three summer songs that capture the mood of summer. This first one captures it perfectly, taking you back to 1959, the only hit for a guy named Jerry Keller. came out of Oklahoma, born in Arkansas, and this was his only top 100 hit. But this captures summer for kids. Going swimming at the pool or in the creek. Playing tag with your friends, riding bicycles, Little League. All those things you did outside as a kid. Summer meant no responsibilities, no more teachers' dirty looks, right? Just fun. And this song encapsulates it perfectly. Jerry Keller doing Here Comes Summer, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this morning on WRJN.
Here comes summer. School is out, oh, happy day. Here comes summer. Flat top curl, it's summer. I feel her lips so close to mine. Here comes summer. When we meet, our hearts entwine. It's the greatest. Let's have summer all the time. And let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home.
Here comes summer.
Here comes summer. Almost June, the sun is bright.
Here comes summer,
drive-in movies every night.
Double features,
a lot more time to hold her tight.
So let the sun shine bright.
Keller, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for today. Love the line in there. This, now, keep in mind, this is a 1959 song. When we kiss, she makes my flat top curl. I don't think I heard that lyric before this morning. Another Dan Marcus, the second of three today, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Be here, WRJN, as we celebrate the first day of summer.
rescue me.
Local news, timeless hits. Out of Atlanta, the classics for Spooky WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say,
and timeless hits, WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There's new violence reported on this eighth day of fighting between Israel and Iran as diplomatic efforts continue in Europe.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Iran's foreign minister is meeting his British and key EU counterparts in Geneva today, the first such face-to-face meeting since the start of the conflict. Abbas Araghchi has said Iran has nothing to discuss with the United States as long as the Israeli airstrikes continue, but that Tehran is open to dialogue with others.
President Trump says he'll decide within 2 weeks' time whether the U.S. will strike Iran. He says it hinges on